I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to chumbacasino.com.
Chumbacasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. How crazy is it that you can't go to a sporting event anymore or a celebration of a sporting achievement like a parade? After, like, the Chiefs won the Super Bowl, they had their big parade in Kansas City, and then some moron pulls out a gun, or several people pulled out guns, three people pulled out guns and were detained, and they're being investigated by the Kansas City police. One person dead, at least 21, 22 wounded, including children. How crazy is that? Of the people wounded, eight were in life-threatening condition. Seven were in immediate life-threatening condition. Six had minor injuries. And the police chief, Stacey Graves, said, "I'm angry at what happened today. These people who came to this celebration should expect a safe environment." Well, they didn't get that, did they? The stations there on the air, radio and TV, said one of their DJs, the radio station KKFI, one of their top DJs, Lisa Galvin, Lopez Galvin, was the host of Taste of Tejano. She died. She was shot dead. And, I mean, it is just one crazy incident after the next. Now, she was Lisa G on the air and a mother of two, from a very prominent Latino family in the area. And then she gets shot dead at the celebration. I mean, it's crazy. All of the Chiefs players, coaches, and staff were safe, accounted for. And then the team said, "We're truly saddened by the senseless act of violence that occurred outside of Union Station at the conclusion of the parade and rally. Our hearts go out to the victims, their families, and all of Kansas City." This woman, the head nurse at Children's Mercy, said it was treating 12 patients from the rally, including 11 children between the ages of 6 and 15. The hospital told a TV station that nine of the children had gunshot wounds. They were all expected to recover. When asked about the condition of the children, she said, "Fear. The one word I would describe what we saw and how they came to us was fear." University Health spokeswoman Nancy Lewis said the hospital was treating 8 gunshot victims. 2 were in critical, 6 were in stable. The hospital was also treating 4 people for other injuries resulting from the chaos. St. Luke's Hospital of Kansas City, where Farrell was born, 12 pounds, 8 ounces. That's where I was born, in Kansas City at St. Luke's. They received a gunshot patient in critical condition and three walk-ins with injuries that were non-life-threatening. The University of Kansas Health System received at least one person injured in the shooting. Now, the NFL said, quote, "We're deeply saddened by the senseless shooting that occurred near the end of the rally in Kansas City for the Chiefs. Our thoughts are with the victims and everyone affected. We're grateful for the quick and thorough response of law enforcement and emergency personnel." You saw all kinds of videos online, like one user's video showed someone giving chest compressions on a shooting victim as another person who was in agony lay on the ground nearby. Nobody helping that one. Police eventually helped them, and then people were screaming everywhere. Another video showed onlookers chasing down and tackling someone, holding that person on the ground until the popo arrived. They had a gun, and so they like tackled him and like held him on the ground and put all kinds of weight on him so they couldn't do anything. The police are working to determine whether one of the three people who were detained was the person tackled in the video. Police did not release any details about the people that were detained or motives for the shootings. The police chief Graves said firearms had been recovered and wouldn't say what kind of weapons they were. One of the persons that was at the event said, "I saw people running in every direction from where I was standing. My initial thought, the sound was such a rapid popping sound. It sounded more to me like firecrackers than a gun. So I wasn't initially panicked, but because everybody started running, we had no choice but to start running. When I looked back, I kept looking for the shooter because I wanted to make sure we weren't running towards the shooter. I couldn't see a shooter. I saw people down. Several people were down, but I couldn't tell if they were shot or if they were being trampled. The mass of people was hard to describe." Patrick Mahomes posted on X, "Praying for Kansas City," with emojis of hands in prayer. Travis Kelce posted, "I'm heartbroken over the tragedy that took place. My heart is with all who came out to celebrate with us and have been affected. Kansas City, you mean the world to me." One of their linebackers, Tranquil, posted, "Please join me in prayer for all the victims in this heinous act. Pray the doctors and first responders would have steady hands and that all would experience full healing." Trey Smith, an offensive lineman, said, "My thoughts and prayers are with everyone affected by today's incidents. A huge thank you to the first responders who ran towards the sound of danger. You're the ones who should be celebrated today." President Biden said the tragedy cuts deep in the American soul and called on people to press Congress to ban assault weapons, limit high-capacity gun magazines, and act on other gun measures. He said today's event should move us, shock us, shame us into acting. What are we waiting for? Gee, you're telling me. Thanks so much, Mr. President. You're like all the other presidents that never do anything ever about it. I mean, they all talk big. They all have all the answers. They all have all the quotes from their little press machine. Let's get out there and say how concerned we are for everyone. And boy, Congress should really do something about this gun problem we have. I mean, honestly, these people are pathetic, including the president. And the president before him, and the president before him, and the president before him, they don't do a g-damn thing about guns. Guns are the problem. It really is. It's simple. You cannot go anywhere now without being in fear for your life. You go to a sporting event. Like, I was just thinking about, like, Saturday and Sunday this weekend, they're having two hockey games at the Snoopy at MetLife in East Rutherford, New Jersey. Yeah, like the Devils are playing in one of them against the Flyers, and then it's the Rangers and Islanders the next day. So Saturday and Sunday, two outdoor games at the Giants Stadium. So there'll be, you know, somewhere in the neighborhood of 70,000 to 80,000 people at these hockey games. Jeez, that sounds like a great day. Let me go where there's 70,000 people that are drunk and see if anybody pulls out a gun and blows my head off. Let me see if I can go to the hockey game today and make it to my car afterwards before I get shot to death in the parking lot. And don't even tell me it doesn't happen. I used to work over there at the Meadowlands. I mean, they've had so many murders in that parking lot where that casino is. You can say whatever you want. But the fact of the matter is, no one wants to talk about it because that's such a big business over there with sports betting. No one wants to talk about it. but I will. The reality is people come in and out of that place and they get shot dead. They get robbed. They get stabbed. I mean, they can't even make it to their car. You can't even get home. Where do you go now where you're safe at a sporting event? You watch the NFL every week. Every single week, if you watch the NFL, you see drunken fans, inebriated, getting in haymaker fisticuff brawls with other fans in the stands. I mean, it happens every single week. Every stadium in the country has a problem with it. It's booze. It's beer. It's tough guys. It's smart mouths. Open your mouth. Get your face punched in. Wear the wrong jersey. Get your face punched in. Wear the wrong hoodie. Get stabbed. Root for your team. Get your head blown off. What a lovely thought. But the reality is that it's happening. How do you go to a parade to celebrate the world championship of the Chiefs, their second in a row, and then you're running for your life? You are actually running for your life, and people are being trampled nearly to death trying to get out of that hell that they were in. And there's people shooting in every direction, shooting at anyone and everyone, killing people, maiming people, injuring people, kids, little kids being shot by goon losers, tough guys, wannabe gangsters. Yeah, that's it. I think I'll show up at the celebration and parade today and start killing kids. What a bunch of losers. Honestly, they've got to stop having parades. They got to stop having celebrations. Too many people in one place leads to trouble, and that's all there is to it. It never ends. It's the latest incident. How about a shooting that injured 10 last year in downtown Denver after the Nuggets won the NBA championship? How about gunfire last year at the Texas Rangers World Series championship parade? I would no more go to a parade than fly a kite now. You're not even safe at the Macy's Day Parade at Christmas. You're not safe at the Rose Bowl Parade, the Tournament of Roses Parade. Honestly, you're safe nowhere. You go to a sporting event, you bring your kids, you risk your life. You go to a game, you sit in your seats, you're having a good night, you got your favorite team hat on or jersey, and someone starts up with you. Then they not only argue with you, they want to kill you, or they follow you out to the parking lot and start a brawl with you, punch you, haymakers, punch your kid, kidnap your kid, cut your kid's throat. Don't even tell me I'm wrong. It's happening all the time. It happens every month, every week, every year, and they never take guns off the streets, and they never will. This country is pathetic.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.